Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
To our country, Ghana, one may continue to ask, the independence that I gave you, the Republican status I granted you, was it by His grace? Or it was by your might. The gold deposit, the Atlantic Ocean, the forest belt, the savannah belt, and all that are found in them, as well as the human beings I have given you, qualitative ones, intellectuals and technocrats, are you the ones who created them, or it is God who created them? He will even question us. The Kwame Nkrumah I sent to you, and the John Dramani Mahama I took away from you and returned him back to you, are you the ones who created them, or it is us who created them? How then did it take you such a long time to recognize God?
Maxwell, from the State House, the president proceeded to the National Mosque for the Muslim prayers back in the day. He spoke about unity, we understand. What more could he tell us?
Yes, Ken. There was no big difference between the president's message at the forecourt of the State House at a Christian event and that of the event at the National Mosque. both centered on the themes of unity and peace. He said Ghanaians must work together to safeguard the peace and harmony the country currently enjoys, while also urging citizens to reject tribalism and division.
As we observe this auspicious day across the country, let us renew our covenant with the Almighty Allah. Let us rededicate ourselves to the work of nation building with honesty, humility, and hope. Let us raise our children to be tolerant, just, and God-fearing. Let us support our young people with opportunities that dignify their labor and unleash their full potential. Let us restore respect to public office.
Well, let's crisscross the country and see how the event was celebrated in other parts of Ghana. Let's head to Kumasi, where patrons of the day warned about the country's future will remain bleak if Ghanaians do not complement prayers with behavioral change. My colleague Clinton Yeboah joins us on the line with details. Clinton, what more can you tell us?
Well, the National Prayer Day was duly observed in the region, and the regiment was at the Calvary Church and the of what stood out was the commemoration made by an administration where the principal, this Theodosia, just said that the country's future will remain bleak if the prayers doing today, observing today, not complemented with behavior. She complains about handling under distract resources, including illegal money, and he says that citizens must transform and that it will intend from the future of the
country. Well, thank you very much, Clinton. From the Ashanti region, let's head to the Upper West region and speak to my colleague, Rafiq Salam. We understand that in that particular region, the local council of churches are asking Ghanaians to change their ways of doing things for their development. Rafiq, is that the case?
Yeah, that is really the case. Reverend Dr. Alfred Pieta, who is the chairman of the local council of churches, admonished that the current system, the current kind of peace, tranquility, and also sobriety being enjoyed by Ghanaians should not be taken for granted. And he asked Ghanaians to change their ways of doing things to reflect on the goodies that God has really shown on this country. And then after that, the Apostle Senior Minister, who also graced the occasion, also spoke about the need to reflect on the cultural, religious diversity of the people, and also think about the unemployment and then also the increasing cases of drug abuse in the region, calling on all and sundry to work towards in order to eradicate this canker from the region. And then there was also the Minister for Employment and Labor Relations, in the person of Dr. Rosita Zambilipo, who also thanked God for how far he has brought the people of this country. From there, they moved to the Orthodox Mosque, where the Muslims also converged, and then there were Quranic recitation from the Imam of the Central Mosque, Alhaji Yahya Punjab.
Rafiq Salam is our resident correspondent in the Upper West region. Thank you very much. Well, let's go on to the telephone line and speak to the acting research officer of the Africania Mission, Nufialaga Maufemo Kwabla. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. First of all, I want to find out from you, did you receive an invitation from the planning committee of this event to be part of it?
First of all, let me use this opportunity to thank you very much for the opportunity, and also to greet your cherished listeners. I would say no, we had never received any invitation to partake in the National Day of Thanksgiving and Prayers.
We know that we have the Christian religion, we have the Muslim religion, and we have the African traditional religion, which you represent. So when you did not receive invitation like that, and you saw your Christian brothers, your Muslim brothers receive the invitation and honor the occasion today, let me get your reaction to it.
Honestly, with the Africania Mission, we as an association and a mission are not happy with what happened, that a nation that we have these three religions well recognized, and then something of a national character is being organized, and we have been excluded from this organization. I don't know what went into the planning whereby they decided to work on this with the foreign religions instead of inviting the indigenous religion, which is the tradition, to set the pace before the foreign ones to come. They choose, or they chose, to ignore us. So we are not happy about it.
Okay. And when the issue happened like that, did you reach out to the organizers to find out why?
Honestly, from our top, Ariki did their best to reach out. But, you know, it seems like the organizers have already planned what they want to do. So any attention, all attention to reach them, profuta. And that is why, on our own, for the respect that we have for our ancestors who fought for this land, who shed their blood to secure this land before the foreign religions came, we decided, no, on this occasion, we cannot sit idle and not do anything. So today we equally organize the National Day of Thanksgiving and Prayer in Kliko.
Okay.
At the Africana Mission in Kliko.
Right.
We just closed some few, about 2 hours ago.
Right. Kobla, so we understand that this is going to be an annual event, the National Day of Prayers and Thanksgiving Service. And as you've rightly mentioned, you organized your version of it today. If you continue to not receive invitation, are you also going to do yours on an annual basis every year?
Honestly, we are going to send a strong message to, one, to the Ministry of Chieftaincy Affairs, the Minister of Tourism, who are all from our region. Let me put this on record. Though I said they are from our region, I'm not saying this for only the Volta region, but all traditional or African traditional practitioners across the country, that we are not happy with the way we've been treated. And we're going to plead with them that, yes, they've made a mistake in the first edition, but the next one, we want our voice to be heard.
Are you going to do that through petition? How are you going to do that?
Sure. That's why I said, yes, though the time of the organization was limited, so we couldn't have the opportunity to officially petition the planners or the Ministry of Chieftaincy Affairs.
Right.
Yes. But said that we are going to do that and make sure that we go and follow the due process to make sure that we are recognized in the subsequent ones.
Right, thank you very much for your time this evening. That's the Acting Research Officer of the Africania Mission, Nufialaga Maufemo Kwabla Nonyigbe. And let's bring you more stories tonight. This time, let's shift our attention to Galamsey, because the fight against illegal mining in Ghana is facing a renewed scrutiny as concerned groups and citizens demand a more radical and forceful approach from the government to deal with the menace. The call to action comes amid brazen attacks on state officials, which have raised concerns about the government's ability to effectively tackle the issue. Well, the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey and the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission are the latest call for action, accusing successive governments of merely paying lip service to the fight. Well, former CEO of Calbank and member of the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey, Frank Odu Jr., says the administration after administration has treated the menace like a joke.
I said, until we go to the head, there's no, you're not fighting this thing. You know, why would you have the temerity to shoot at the Forestry Commission guards doing their jobs? You actually block the road, you stop them. And then the IGP says, I've moved the commanders, I've changed the commanders. The new commanders are going there. It wasn't my chance to make money, you understand me? So the fight against Galamse, it's complex, but it can be dealt with if we really want to deal with it.
So your verdict so far on this current government is that they still haven't shown you any real commitment to
oppose
the problem?
No. Kofi Amaboy is talking about river guards, and I think today they announced something, some office, some new office.
This is a dedicated office. How would you
this do thing it? Is war. This thing is war. It's affecting, look, water, underground water is stored in aquifers and moves. So if there's galamsey taking place in Boku,
to get worse.
It will get you to get you in Accra, you know? And we are joking with it. Right now, all of us are falling sick. And we don't know we are falling sick. Because a few people, less than 0.001% of the population, has decided that we are going to make money through this way. Why?
You're still live on Newsnight on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. We also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and on over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. And news just coming in indicates that the Attorney General has filed an application at the Human Rights Division of the Accra High Court seeking to strike out Chief Justice Gertrude Tokonu's earlier application for judicial review, citing a serious misstatement of capacity and a failure to include essential parties, errors that render the process null and void in the opinion of the AG. Well, we will bring details of that writ shortly. First, here's the embattled Chief Justice Gertrude Tokonu, who revealed that they have filed fresh processes at the High Court to thwart the committee proceedings. She spoke at a news conference a week ago.
It is this total absence of compliance with all known rules of fair hearing that has caused my lawyers to file applications for judicial review in the High Court to declare all the proceedings void. My lawyers and I can come to the end of the proceedings. The evidence will show that every one of those allegations in the petitions is unfounded and untrue.
Hold on. So that was the Chief Justice, embattled Chief Justice Gertrude Tokonu, during a news conference a week ago. Meanwhile, our legal affairs desk correspondent Kweku Asante joins us on the telephone lines with details of the fresh processes that have been filed by the Attorney General. Kweku, briefly, what could you tell us? We're unable to get Kweku Asante on the line, but when we do, we will surely get more from him about the current situation where the Attorney General has filed fresh processes. Well, let's take you back to our earlier story on Galamse and solutions from Frank Edu Jr., who is the former MD of Cal Bank, is that he wants government to resort to a more radical approach to deal with the Galamse menace.
You probably should even go to some country and open your skies to them and say they should use drone technology and bomb all these Galamse sites, because you can map them. You know, what is this? I mean, I still don't understand why you would encourage. And, you know, it's going to be like Colombia, where eventually the cartels running this Galamse business will control the politicians, because they can fund you to become a politician, to become an MP.
And they are actually funding. I mean, CDD have done campaign financing, illicit flow into campaigns financing. And a lot of it is coming from the... Yeah. In fact, the speaker himself acknowledged and the reprimanded his own.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
And
they say, you know, 11% of our forest reserves are gone.
It's gone, yeah.
11% is a huge number.
Extremely.
It's a huge number, you know. So, and this is flora and fauna that is required for the sustenance of the entire country. And a few people, and they're getting support. We're paying lip service to this because it's, you're not going to your DM. I'm not there. I'm not seeing it. But you cannot have, I've seen fetus of a baby in the kidney pan. You know the kidney pan, the one is like, it's about this big. And a 7-month-old fetus fits in it in the Galamsey site.
Right, let's head on to the telephone lines and speak to security analyst Professor Kwesi Enin. We will also be engaging the Deputy Forestry Commission CEO, Elikem Kotoko. But let me start with you, Professor Enin. There have been concerns that it appears that the fight against illegal mining has really been weak, government after government, and people who are supposed to be in charge of fighting it are being chased with machetes and guns. As a security analyst, do you think that really, from the security point of view, we can fight this?
We can, but we need dedicated political will that gives specific types of direction about the intervention option. I've said this over the past 10 years. Until we declare Galamsey as an existential threat, looking at the political side, in terms of how dirty illicit financial flows will fund politicians to run for public office, distort economy and create new hierarchies of power, understanding how economically is destroying our cocoa and our root crops, creating health hazards. You know, all those things. Parliament needs to demonstrate strength,
right,
by declaring Galamsey an existential. When they do that, then we can use extraordinary measures to fight it. So this slap on the wrist, consistently big fancy initiatives, the funders are sitting somewhere and are laughing all the way to the bank. We are just not serious about it.
Okay. Professor Eddie, kindly reposition yourself. There's been new call for more radical approach. Some are even suggesting a shoot and kill policy. Do you support that?
No way. That actually demonstrates that we have failed woefully. A shoot and kill policy, and I heard something about drones and mapping and dropping bombs. Genocide is not the way out of a fight. We need to identify the enablers. Who are those who are located within the critical justices of the state who are allowing this activity to go on?
Professor Enin, there's been calls for a state of emergency to be declared in our forest reserves. If really you do not support the shoot and kill policy, what should that state of emergency entail?
How are we going to shoot and kill? Is it those who are issuing the licenses for people to go into the forest? Is it those who are doing the illicit financial flows and dumping the money in our banks? Is it those who are distributing dollars? Who should we kill? The ordinary miner who, in his or her ignorance,
right,
is looking for 1,000 cedis to feed, and even that process is still getting sick from the arsenic in the water? No.
Okay.
A state of emergency is a lazy, lazy approach to fighting galamsey.
Okay.
It is just like this, our pay chart for declaring curfews when right. there's a problem. First, declare this as an existential threat. That gives the government the legal basis to use extraordinary measures. And there's a gamut of interventions that can be used. Okay? We are listening to too much chatter from people who just want to hear themselves speak. Let President Mahama set up a small high-profile team who understand the networks underpinning this criminal engagement. And if we are bold enough and we throw it back 30 years when this thing started,
okay,
and we can hold everybody, those involved, before a court of competent jurisdiction,
okay,
and start jailing people,
right?
Okay,
okay,
Professor. And seizing assets to reclaim land, then we are starting something.
Okay. But
I can assure you, it will not be an easy fight.
Okay, Professor Kosieni, thank you very much. He's a security analyst. Let's speak to the Deputy Forestry Commission CEO, Elikem Kotoko. Elikem, grateful for your time this evening. There's been calls for more radical approach to the fight against illegal mining because people are saying that it seems all approaches are not working, and now the fresh calls are shoot and kill policy. As a Deputy CEO of the Forestry Commission, is this something that you've ever considered doing?
Thank you and good evening to your listeners. I am not sure that a shoot to kill will be an alternative or the most considered radical approach to bringing an end to the menace we have on our hands. I think, or the Forestry Commission believes, there are other ways that this can be done. It is instructive to remind ourselves that since this new government came into office, there's been a more steadfast approach to fighting the canker. There's been more arrests. There's been more seizure of earth-moving equipment. And what we now need is to make sure the judicial system is set up in a way that can fast-track the processes in order to make sure that alone serves as a deterrent. Mind you, Prof made it known that there's a need for political will, which will ensure this menace is nipped in the bud. And President Mahama has demonstrated his political will to see this come to an end.
Right.
And that is the same thing his sector minister, Honorable Emmanuel Amakufo-Buwa, is also doing.
Elikem, the political will is what really people are criticizing, that it appears that it's not there, because now we can see the Minerals Development Fund boss enter into Galamsey areas. We see the Forestry Commission enter into Galamsey areas. We see lands and natural resources people enter into Galamsey areas. Really, it appears that we don't really know which authority is mandated to fight the Galamsey menace, and people are saying that this is just for show. You really are not fighting it. You're just pretending to be fighting it when you can really fight it if you want to.
Truth be told, because this is posing an existential threat to all of us, it is the reason why you have everybody concerned and wanting to offer a solution in one way or the other. But you agree with me. It is also the reason the sector minister recently formed the NIMOS, the National Anti-Illegal Mining Operations Secretariat, which is headed by Colonel Bua, aimed at ensuring that efforts of all the task forces or other institutions aimed at fighting this are well coordinated, so that it doesn't turn out to rather become its own actual seal.
Okay. Elikem Kotoko, thank you very much. He's the Deputy Forestry Commission CEO. It's now time for business. And George is here with the latest. George, what's up in business?
Well, a lot of things are happening in business, and coming up in business, the market competition likely to impact price reviews by oil marketing companies as some delay adjustment to the palms from today. And Securities and Exchange Commission warns the public against dealing with two institutions, that is News GH and Ghana News Advertising Investment Products, without the necessary approvals. The business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business. Kingdom Books and Stationery, your number one stop shop for all your office essentials, Synthes tanks and Pepsodent. Back to business on Newsnight. Now, market competition is likely to impact and fuel price reviews at the pumps this week. Now, this because several engagements with some of the oil marketing companies have shown that a lot of them are likely to delay adjusting their prices at the pumps, which should have taken effect from today. There is more in this report.
One of the main reasons for the price deregulation policy was to see how competition could force various oil marketing companies to reduce prices irrespective of development on the international market. And it appears framers of these regulations are achieving this based on current development on the market. Prices of petroleum products should have gone up by as much as 5%. However, our engagement with some of the major oil marketing firms revealed that the expected adjustments may happen later this week. We understand that this has been influenced by some trying to look out for what others are doing in terms of pricing. Some of the oil marketing firms have told Joy Business that the prices of petrol will not go up, however, that of diesel will be increased later this week. The decision by some of the oil marketing companies to adjust prices has not gone down well with some consumer protection groups like COPEC, which insists there is no justification for any increase. If the oil companies go ahead to increase prices, it might be the first since February this year.
And that is a business desk report. Now, telecoms giant MTN has assured the public that it is working to deal with some technical challenges that has come up as to do with some subscribers trying to purchase data. Now, MTN statement believes that the technical challenge has come about due to many subscribers moving fast to benefit from the 15% more for data bundles purchased. Technical challenge made it difficult for persons to actually get their data since morning. Issue is yet to be resolved, as we are reporting now. Now, the Bank of Ghana is giving the firm assurance that it will roll out more innovative measures to aid digital and fresh payment systems in the country to aid financial intermediation. The second deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana, Matilda Santiago-Siedu, disclosed this to Joy Business on the sidelines of the annual meetings of the Afriexim Bank in Abuja, Nigeria.
The reality is that when it comes to digital banking and digital solutions and payment systems across the world, the industry continues to evolve. So our commitment is to also continue to evolve with the industry and make sure that we're catching up with the industry. I mean, when it comes to regulation, there are two main things: the effectiveness of the regulation, and also now with digital banking and digital solutions and payment systems being rolled out across the world, how regulators can catch up. Because if you are able to innovate using technology, then regulation becomes more efficient. And so that's something that the Bank of Ghana has been committed to leading across the continent, and that's something that we'll continue to do.
Second Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Matilda Asantiasiedu. Now, Africa World Airlines has reaffirmed its commitment to being a regional, to aid regional integration and seamless cross-border trading. The carrier made this known after it commenced its maiden shadow flights to Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso, today. Bubomefia of the Akosogli State, Tobia Feather XIV, is the founder and board chair of the carrier.
We've since 2012 when we started flying, worked really hard to connect Africa. And that was why very early in our history, we linked Accra to Sierra Leone, Abidjan, Monrovia, of course Lagos and Abuja. Then came COVID, which truncated our progress a little bit. That's why today is very important. We are getting back on track to promote the integration of our continent. Integration is important because in today's globalized world, numbers matter. And that is again the reason why the AU has promoted the concept of Africa Continental Free Trade Area. And we have bought in that vision, want to support Africa to integrate and face the rest of the world. We have done reasonably well over the years that we've been in operation. Our safety record is great, and that's the kind of tradition we expect to continue. That service we want to offer our friends from Queen.
And that is Agbumefia of Asokoli State. Togbi Afete the 14th, he is the founder and board chair of the Africa World Airline. They currently fly to Abuja, Sierra Leone, Monrovia, and now Burkina Faso. Now, the Securities and Exchange Commission is warning the public against dealing with two institutions, that is News GH and Ghana News. Now, this is because these two institutions are operating on social media, promoting and operating on licensed investment products in the country. It has argued in a statement that they have not licensed any of the two institutions to carry out capital market activities as mandated by their laws in the country. The Securities Commission is currently collaborating with the law enforcement agencies to clamp down on the persons said to be behind these institutions that are operating investment products without the approval license from the Securities and Exchange Commission. And that's all for business on News Night. Let's do sports. And Ms. Bao, it's around. That one is actually
all right. Great. Well, to sports now. And the National Sports Authority has stopped construction work on the Nkoko Stadium project being led by Member of Parliament Brian Echampon. Now, this decision comes after the NSA met with the MP and requested that he submit all the necessary documents and seek official approval from the authority before continuing the project. The stadium project was originally started in 2020 but stalled due to lack of funds. Brian Champon later took it up and began construction again without formal clearance. The NSA says construction will remain on hold until all legal
economy policy tomorrow, July 2nd. Well, the policy, which was a key campaign promise during the 2024 election, aims to stimulate growth and combat unemployment. Although the policy was prominently featured during the election campaign, it received little mention in the 2025 budget presented by the Finance Minister, Dr. Kasiel Attoh-Forson, earlier this year. The full policy document has now been released, providing insight into the government's vision for a 24-hour economy. Now, Caleb Ziblim of our research desk has been going through some details and joins me in the studio. Caleb, what exactly is in this 24-hour policy document?
Yes, so it's been implemented in two strands. The first strand focuses on incentivizing businesses to operate longer hours. And to start with, import duties will be scrapped entirely for key raw materials and manufacturing equipment needed by local industries. Firms involved in strategic agricultural production will also be exempt from corporate income tax. More broadly, companies that run two shifts will receive a 25% corporate tax rebate, while those that operate three shifts will get a 50% tax rebate. There will also be targeted VAT exemptions, and businesses that operate at night or off-peak hours will also benefit from a special electricity pricing system known as time-of-use tariffs, where more hours of operation come with lower tariffs. Exporters will also get rebates between 2 and 6% of their export values. And companies enrolled in the program would also enjoy priority access to water and electricity, along with fast-track regulatory processes. In addition to all of this, the Development Bank of Ghana will also provide long-term loans at low interest rates to help businesses scale up operations under the program.
All right, Caleb, thank you very much. Let's take you back to our earlier story and speak to a member of our legal affairs desk. It's about the Attorney General filing an application at the Human Rights Division of the Accra High Court, seeking to strike out suspended Chief Justice Getu Tokunbo's earlier application for judicial review, citing a serious misstatement of capacity and the failure to include essential parties, errors that render the process null and void, in the opinion of the AG. Kwiku, tell us more. Hello, Kwiku Asante. Hello, Kwiku, can you hear me? Mm. We're still trying to get Kwaku Asante on the line to tell us about this new suit that has been filed. But let's continue to read a few of the messages. This is Ruben from Ejusso. He says the National Day of Prayer is also for repentance and forgiveness. I understand we have Kwaku Asante back on the line. Kwaku, share with us some details of this fresh processes that have been filed by the AG. Well, unfortunately, we have lost Kwaku Asante on the line there. But let's talk about something that everybody loves, the National Science and Maths Quiz. Let's go to our correspondents in the Bono region and also the Western region, Adobia Asare and Collins Frimpong, who are standing by for us to tell us what really happened today. Let's start with Adobia. Adobia, what happened in the Western region contest today?
Yes, you know, Kenneth, so today happens to be the second day of the 2025 regional qualifiers of the National Science and Maths Quiz. And at my place, St. Mary's Boys, Shamar Senior High School, and Secondary College have all secured slots, not only to battle in the regional qualifier, regional championship, but also the national championship. Now, Fiasiman Senior High School, although they qualify to with the others in the regional championship, have secured a spot in the national championship because of the mark they scored. They scored 42 points, and that qualifies them. Mm. That causes them to qualify for the national championship. Another interesting thing that is worth noting is there's this school called Halfasini.
Right.
They were unable to make it in the first contest. Mm. However, they were still allowed some time to participate in the second contest because
Well, let's go to Collins Frimpong to also briefly tell us what happened in the Bono region today. Collins, briefly, what happened?
So, the Bono region today started with the last contest for the Bono, where we had Sacred Heart SHS winning their contest. And they did that against Sinyani, who is currently the zonal champion. But Sinyani has also qualified for the national champion because they amassed over 40.45, right, which according to the National Science and Maths Quiz rules, when you're able to get 40, you should be able to walk through. We also had three schools from Ahafo. And the schools that qualified were Samoa 2 Presbyterian Senior High School. We have the Waketri also qualifying.
Okay, thank you very much, Collins Frimpong there. Now, imagine starting university education and losing your side 2 years later. Well, for many, that would have marked the end of the road, but not for Ephraim Tete. He started afresh, overcame the odds, and made history, becoming the first student at the University of Ghana to graduate with a perfect final grade point average of 4.0. Emmanuel Givenu has more in our This Abled series.
He dances not just to celebrate a degree, but also to mark a moment in history. The song on his lips is one of triumph and joy.
Even though we graduate as a group, each of us has a unique story of perseverance and achievement that deserves recognition.
Joy like a river.
Ephraim Aye Orakatete, a young man who defied the odds and made history at the University of Ghana. Today, he stands as a valedictorian, the first student to graduate with a perfect 4.0 FGPA in the history of the University of Ghana.
He's graduating on top of his cohorts and with a final grade point average of 4.0. We have checked our records, and at least for the last 10 years, possibly more, we are yet to find any student of this great university with a perfect score like Ephraim had achieved.
I feel very excited that I've challenged myself to do something that hasn't been done in a way. So I'm very, very excited about it.
Give the Lord a dance, magnify his name.
And that's how we end Newsnight tonight. My name is Kenneth Jesse. But coming up right after this is Geek Squad with Adobia. What are we discussing tonight?
A lot of updates have happened on WhatsApp.
Mm.
I'm sure some of them you've already seen. People being able to